In the traditional concept of the afterlife among the Maori of New Zealand, the souls of the dead would return across the water to Hawaiki, the mythical point of origin of the Maori people. The incomplete vessels in which the bones of some Maori chieftains were given a second burial after exhumation are presumably related to this voyage of the dead.
It is in this context that this richly ornamented boat should be viewed. There are many indications that this is the funerary canoe of a Maori chieftain, though it is not known with certainty whether it was to be used as a bier for his corpse or to contain his bones after exhumation. Unlike the former seaworthy war canoes of the Maori, not only the planks and stem, but large parts of the lower hull are decorated with figurative carvings. These figures represent male and female ancestors and mythical beings. The thwarts of the canoe, also fully carved, were clearly not intended as seats for Maori sailors. The prow ends in a three-dimensionally carved, ornately tattooed representation of a human head. The bindings and the albatross feather decorations on both sides of the boat were replaced in the 1950s.
It is thought that this was the funerary canoe of the Maori chieftain Kiwikiwi, who lived in the Bay of Islands on New Zealand's North Island and died there in 1839. That same year, an Englishman brought back the boat to his home city of Leeds, where it remained until the middle of the last century in the Leeds City Museum. As part of an exchange, the canoe ended up going back on the market and was acquired by its current owners, Peter and Irene Ludwig. It has been on long-term loan to the Rautenstrauch Joost Museum since the mid-1960s.